Hello?
Call the meeting to order, call the roll.
Trustee Fenton?
Here.
Trustee Dodd?
Here.
Trustee Calandrello? Trustee Calandrello?
Here.
Trustee Healy?
Here.
Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Trustee Malani?
Here.
Mayor Pico?
Here.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of minutes?
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Fenton?
Move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Committee of the Whole of July 20th, 2020.
Second.
Any changes? Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas?
Aye.
Trustee Dodd?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Malani?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Fellows, the Cobblestone Development Agreement?
I'll entertain a motion to move to recommend to the Village Board of Trustees approval of the development agreement for the Villas of Cobblestone located at 8010 to 8030 West 143rd Street.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Mayor Pico?
Trustee Dodge?
Question for George and for staff. Two main questions. Is Ed going to be here, George? All right. Hey, thanks. Just making sure that. So this has gone through the Plan Commission, and what caught my eye were all the variances that we're granting. Can you talk to the history of that?
Sure. This project was previously approved, and it requested 6 variances. Currently, the project before you has 7. The last proposal had 21 total units. This has 18. So it's a reduction in the overall density of the development, and the variances that they're requesting in this proposal actually provide, in terms of traffic circulation, a better plan. Previously, it was a private road with a variance to extend the length of an allowable private street that would be a dead end. Now the proposal actually has connections to both roads. So you can make your way through from 80th Avenue to 143rd Street. Previously, you could not. So the variances that are requested in this petition are similar to those that were requested before, but actually improve the plan from the previous iteration.
And Ed, just to summarize, this allows for 2 entrances to major roads as opposed to a dead end that it was before, correct?
That is correct.
And if they didn't have the variances, they couldn't do that.
That is correct.
So. I'm assuming, based on that, that's why staff supported it and why the Planning Commission passed it?
Right, yes. It's a less impact for this development, and it's better traffic circulation for the all the way around.
So it sounds to me like that seems like a reasonable trade-off. Were you concerned at all about the 8 feet down, 25 down to 8, it looks like, for the pond and some landscape areas? That's what caught my attention, which is that's a lot given the conversation we just had about a recent development.
Right. That is a reduction, and I think that it should catch your eye, but that is one of the reasons why we're bringing it forward to the committee, and I wanted to point out that as part of this, we will also be requiring that this pond be maintained privately with a homeowners association with a fallback SSA. So this will be one of those, the first developments where we'll have the opportunity to work with the developer so that they can properly maintain the pond, and if there's issues with that setback, then we can address them at that time.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I noticed that on page 3 that we were doing this, which I guess makes sense, but I guess my question for George is, we had talked at the last time we had this discussion, we were going to bring this idea going forward to the board for discussion as a formal policy, and then how we address the fairness issue. So this is now the second one that we're doing. And when are we going to have that conversation, George?
So we had the initial private pond conversation. I forgot which meeting that was. But what we were going to do is we're going to make a number of code amendments coming forward, and that was going to be included with one of those, with those code amendments.
Do you know the timing of when we're going to get to that?
So we
just broadly.
So tentatively, next meeting, we had the code amendments that were going to be approved.
To address this types of issue and how we're going to handle it as a more formalized policy going forward with private ponds.
That's correct.
That's correct. It'll also address some of the other items we talked about in terms of temporary signage, the flagpoles. There was a committee of the whole where we discussed those, and I'll be bringing those with some additional code amendments forward.
Great, thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Healy.
Ed or George, I don't know that much about these development things, still getting used to them, but we have a small park and a retention area, water retention area. Who are they required to have insurance, and is that paid by the homeowners association? I mean, if somebody gets hurt or injured in the pond or the, is it who's?
So I think Dennis can probably, I mean, if it's a private pond, the liability falls on the, it would be homeowners association.
Okay. Okay, I just was wondering if we require the homeowners, because it's going to be a special unit possibly, if we're going to require them to have insurance to cover their.
We can look at that, but typically I don't think we would for.
Is that common or is that, or?
It's probably in their best interest, but I don't know that we would require it.
Okay.
Plus I think that their homeowners coverage would cover that for the common areas as well.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions or comments? Call the roll.
Mr. Malani?
Aye.
Mr. Gattinas?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Calandrella?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
Centennial Park West, Schuessler Park, on Humphrey Complex, Phase 3, Master Plan, RFP.
Good evening. We wanted to present to the board tonight potential objectives for these four parks and gain some understanding of the concept that you would like us to pursue in, as we issue the RFP. everyone should have the handout there. For Centennial Park, the first thing we were looking at is just stormwater management, design, and engineering. And again, these are just overall objectives. The infrastructure enhancement design engineering, so that would allow for additional parking, additional wet restrooms, an upgraded path system, potential field design and engineering for renovating the baseball and softball fields, renovation of the soccer fields, additional lighting installation, so it could be replacement of existing lighting or just additional lighting for fields that aren't currently lit. Park expansion design engineering, so there is the old bulk material transfer site, so developing that site. And then the marina and the lake improvements, so design and engineering for potentially a boathouse, an upgraded boat launch, upgraded boat docks, fishing piers, and boardwalks. So that would be potential objectives for Centennial Park.
Can we flip the slides as we go through this?
Centennial Park West objectives, potential considerations. Oops, sorry. There we go. Again, stormwater management design and engineering, infrastructure enhancements design and engineering, power for lighting and event support currently out there. There is nothing like that. Adding new wet restroom facility. Developing and design engineer again for hosting events, so the concerts that we're used to doing out there, which would potentially include developing a permanent stage and the support that goes with that stage. At Schuessler Park, again, stormwater management design engineering, expanding the pond that is there, public interaction enhancement. Infrastructure enhancement design engineering, so that could support additional parking, new wet restroom facilities there as well, and a new walking path system. Field enhancements could include enhancing the baseball fields, renovating and enhancing the soccer fields for multipurpose use. Again, adding new lighting systems for both baseball and the multipurpose fields if those were to go in, and then installation of an ADA fully inclusive play structure. For John Humphrey 3, Phase 3, objectives could be developing the unused open area towards West Avenue there for baseball fields and additional parking, and then installation of sports lighting throughout the complex, whether it's adding or upgrading lighting in that area. So at this point, we're hoping the board would provide us with some input so we can pursue an RFP for your consideration.
And just to clarify, the RFP is for design services. So we're at the stage right now where it's a master plan design services. And what Ray just kind of went through was, just based on the feedback that we've heard so far, is what our objective is for that master plan for those design services. So we're very early on in the stage here. So based on this feedback, a draft RFP will be put together, and then we will we'll circulate to the board before we actually put it out on the street. And then eventually we would hire a design contractor, and then that'll take us into the next phase.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Penn.
Ray, if you would go to the Schuessler Park objectives. You have under field enhancements, renovation, and enhanced soccer fields for multi-purpose use. What multi-purpose are you talking about or referring to?
For Schuessler Park, the potential of soccer and football out in that area, and baseball. So baseball would not be the multi-purpose, but potentially for soccer and football.
On the same field?
Either one field or two side-by-side fields. They could be, you know, multi-purpose so that certain times of the year it could be for soccer and other times for football.
But soccer and football play at the same time.
The early concepts that we had looked at allow room for two fields.
What about parking?
Oh, do you mind answering the parking ability there?
Thank you. Kathy, yeah, we've identified an area with the parking just as a concept. The potential of the Sledding Hill area could potentially be removed and additional parking be added in that area. We have a small soccer field there that we would expand the parking lot in that direction, potentially. It's all concept at this point. It still needs to be designed and officially engineered.
So you're going to take away two very highly used entities, which is the small soccer field and the Sledding Hill, to put in asphalt parking lot.
Well, again, I think what we're doing here is we're coming up with a master plan and a master design is what we're doing.
Well, I understand that.
Is that not correct?
That we're
going out to come up with a design, and part of this is we're going to have to expand the pond by what, 50%?
It's quite a bit. Christopher Burke has done some preliminary engineering on this site due to stormwater management in that neighborhood already. But there is a necessity to expand the capacity of that pond regardless of any of the work that gets done to the park itself.
Right, because it floods all the time.
Correct. So based on whatever the design firm and their potential concept, we'll take it, we'll bring it back to board for review at that time.
Well, just giving you my opinion, because that's what you just asked for.
Absolutely.
So I think putting football there is just massive undertaking to put into a subdivision and to take away, soccer and football can't share a field. And then to take away a Sledding Hill, which my kids grew up on, and many, many people drive to come to that Sledding Hill, and to lose a soccer field, in my opinion, wouldn't be a smart move, but my opinion.
So I just want to understand, you want to have separate soccer fields and separate football fields, because they are they can both be held on the fields. The fields are the right size to do both. So But we can't use fields for more than one purpose. I'm just want to make sure that we get your input correctly.
Would tear up the field for the soccer players.
Okay.
That
so you want
concern.
Individual football fields and individual soccer fields that aren't used for multi-purpose?
For those two purposes. I mean, if you were going to play lacrosse on one of them, or if you were going to play flag football where you don't have cleats and all the other stuff on there.
Well, flag football players still have cleats, and lacrosse also has cleats, so I don't know where that changes it. I'm just trying to understand.
I guess I would look at it then, why would you put two groups of individuals who play at the same time of the year on the same field?
I guess my view is that if it's the right size field that can hold soccer, lacrosse, football, et cetera, it becomes a scheduling issue that we determine. Is that not correct?
That would be correct.
It's like we do softball and baseball.
Right.
And they both play at the same times, but we do a schedule. It's a scheduling issue, correct?
And as the field goes, you know, if it's a turf field, I think that would hold up against the cleats then more than the grass.
Well, I mean, you also know my opinion. I don't believe football belongs in Schuessler Park, but because of where it's located. So, just my opinion.
Mayor Pico.
Trustee Dodge.
Is a high-level statement of objectives. They make sense. George, what's going to be the process to talk through all the implicit and explicit trade-offs as they start doing their design on uses? That's question one.
So there's going to be a lot of stakeholder conversations throughout this whole process, and that's really why we're bringing professionals in to assist us with all of that. What are the pros? What are the cons? Getting input from all the stakeholders, sports, neighbors. So we're going to be looking for somebody that can help us out through that process.
So we're looking for a very public process to have the dialogues of, if we put an extra field in here, but we expand your pond and we increase the parking, here's the net effect on your neighborhood. We're having those discussions. That's envisioned.
I think stakeholder input is critical to this whole process.
Okay. And then broadly, are we going to have them look at some of the things that have been talked about on and off over the past couple of years of perhaps turf and multi-use tournament level types of facilities? Is that going into some of the design considerations as we think about it and talk about it?
Absolutely.
We would prefer that, yes.
Okay.
And those are going to be part of the alternatives and options, and we're also going to do this as a phased approach, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, because at the end of the day, it's going to cost money, and so there's going to be a lot of decisions that have to be made, what we want to do, when we want to do it. So that this is a long conversation that we're going to have.
Does this clearly bringing in experts to tackle some of these issues make sense? Fully supportive of that. Clearly, I want to make sure that this is a very open, transparent process as we go through it, and we have hard conversations about explicit trade-offs. I also would like, at some point in the near future, we have the broader conversation about what are our long-term objectives. If we're going after the tournament business, and I've been a proponent of that through other means previously, if we're going to put these kind of capital resources together and upgrade these parks, what is our longer range vision to do exactly that? Because as I've said previously, bringing tournaments to town is helpful for our economic development. So is that, when do we have that conversation about those types of, are we going to build for future incremental uses is the question.
Yeah, and so that is exactly why we're bringing in a professional to help us with that.
Okay.
Any other comments? So the only thing I have is for John Humphrey Complex, phase three. What about the southern fields? I know they're not ours, but one of the things I know that was mentioned was potentially having a plan for doing those fields to the south, and having a conversation with the school districts about that, where we would pitch in to get that done. Where does that stand, and why wouldn't we include that into this, even if it's an additional phase?
I think the school districts wanted a longer term lease than we would want a longer term lease, and the school district wouldn't agree to that lease. So we would want something that's 20 plus years, and I think they were only agreeing to 3, 4, or 5 years.
Okay, so that's what sits right now with the existing school board. That's not always going to be the case. So maybe we'll have people that are a little bit more willing to see the benefits to the overall village if we're taking, because we already take care of the fields.
Correct.
And it's not like some other town is going to walk in and be part, and High Point's going to be part of Orland Hills all of a sudden. So why wouldn't we at least include it in part of our plan? It can always be a future phase. It can be, like all these things are going to be phased, we're not going to do them all at once, so why wouldn't we include that as part of the plan so that we have it? And we can get the professionals here, let's get the plan. And even if it's 8 years or 10 years down the road, we can do it.
Okay. We'll get it in.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay. So everybody fine with this as it is? Any other things you'd like to have staff look at?
Mayor Pico.
Trustee Dutch.
I'd like to, before this formally spools up, I'd like to understand the components of the costing.
Of what this is going to cost?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we have no idea.
We're doing an RFP.
I understand. I'm not saying we shouldn't go forward. I just, when it comes back and they say 300 grand, I want to see how that cost gets allocated.
Oh, okay. Well, what we do have is this budget, in the budget, we do have two things budgeted to pay for this. We don't think it's going to
George, cost. It's not a budget question. I just want to see a decomposition of whatever the final winner is, how this gets allocated. That's it. Just I want to see the internal structure of their bill. Pretty simple.
Got it.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Calandrello.
Just want to, I agree with Gaines and Paul's out there. I just want to accent that we definitely need to get stakeholders input and have multiple meetings with all the groups. I just want to stress that out because it's not only affecting all athletic teams, but if we do change the composition of fields such as Schuessler, that the neighborhoods are involved. I just want to stress that we go overboard to make sure that every resident who's affected is heard. That's all I want to put out there.
Okay, just I think it reiterates what we've already said. Okay, any other comments? Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Gatsinas?
Aye.
Andrew?
Aye.
Trustee Patton?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Lonnie?
Aye.
Here we go.
Aye.